Well, good morning and welcome to the ASI Internet Radio Show. We're broadcasting live this morning from the ASI show in Dallas. Joining me up here on stage is Tim Andrews, President and CEO of ASI. Tim, how are you?
I'm great.
Also to my left is Rich Fairfield, the publisher of ASI's magazines. Rich, how are you doing?
Couldn't be better.
Right there out on the crowd with the handheld microphone is Melinda Lygos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. Melinda, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Get ready to play a game show in a little while.
We do have a game show indeed. Melinda's looking for contestants, anybody who wants to play our little game.
I think Fern was, you volunteered, didn't you?
Yes, Fern is our first contestant.
We've got our first contestant.
We're going to have valuable prizes for this as well.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. On the show floor, we also have Joe Haley, the star of The Joe Show. Joe, what's happening on the show floor?
Suppliers are getting ready, Andy. They're getting ready to have a good show day.
Fantastic. Well, we also have Steve Hawk and Samantha Baith, who are running our show over here today. Big applause for Steve Hawk and Samantha Baith. Joe, give us a little rundown of what we're going to hear on the show today.
Oakley Doakley, Andy. First, we have a special guest host here today. David Blaze will talk about the business in 09, and he's also going to take questions from the audience. Andy's also going to give some tips on how to survive in 09. And I'll be on the trade show floor here talking to suppliers. And they're going to talk about what distributors can do to be successful in 09. We have a game show that Melinda said. We got a prize from Harris Tumbler booth 1613. Lisa Leach will be doing a live product demonstration, and we're going to talk about today's education offering. All this in the industry news. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. In a lunchtime keynote session yesterday at the ASI show in Dallas, marketing consultant Lauren Saunier implored the audience to ramp up their marketing efforts. She told distributors to do whatever they could to stir emotions in their clients and make connections that result in a long-term partnerships. Another education session at the show yesterday highlighted some of the common mistakes made by distributors. Promo biz coach Rosalie Marcus showed distributors how to avoid such pitfalls as not listening enough to clients and not doing enough to plan out their business strategy. Check out Promogram later today for more coverage of yesterday's ASI Dallas education sessions. Plus, we have a couple.
Get it right, Andy.
Yeah, it is difficult. Plus, we have a couple of people on the move notes this morning. BDA, the top distributor on Counselor's Top 40, named Rob Martin as Vice President of Marketing Alliances. And Bluegrass Promotional Marketing, a Counselor Best Place to Work company, named Billy Boo as the newly created position of Director of Recruiting. Okay, now that we've got the news covered, what do you say we give some service to the audience? David Blaze, come on in here and join us.
Let's hear it for David Blaze.
Woohoo!
And the crowd goes wild.
Oh, the crowd really does go wild. David, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Andy. Great to be here.
One of the topics we want to cover this morning is how distributors can thrive in 2009. So, David, what do you think are some ways that distributors can really ramp up their efforts this year?
First thing I'd recommend when you're getting the new year off to a start, and of course we're already a 12th of the way through that, is to look at your existing clients and get their calendars. Find out what they've got going on and when they have it going on. As soon as you know what they have happening throughout the year, you can be in touch with them at the right time to make sure that you're able to provide them with the products and the services that they need. So that's a great way to get started. Also, looking at your targeting efforts and deciding who am I going to go after this year, what new business am I going to choose to pursue? Because regardless of whatever's going on in the economy, there are always people who are buying, and our job is to find the buyer.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Tim, you had a hot seat session this morning with Norman Cohn, and he was discussing the idea of creativity and how that's going to be an issue this year for distributors to make sure that they're bringing ideas to their clients.
Absolutely. You know, this is not the time to sort of expect that you're going to get that repeat order that you've always gotten. You need to go in and really help the individual, you know, explain to you what they're trying to do in their business and then come back with some ideas. And David, I've got a quick question. You know, this is also the time I think distributors need to look at some customers and say, you know what, I'm going to fire you as a customer because, you know, you're not profitable to me and, you know, I've got other things that I want to spend time on. So how can a distributor, you know, identify and fire those customers that really aren't good ones?
It's a great point because sometimes people are hesitant to do that because I'm like, I'm afraid to let go of what I have because I might not get something else. But, yeah, if there are clients that are driving you crazy and taking up time and nickel and diming you over every order, those are the type of clients that basically have to go.
How crazy is crazy?
How crazy is crazy in terms of what I'm sorry.
Like, how crazy do they have to drive you before?
you finish
Well, crazy is sort of a relative term, isn't it? I think if you know if they're taking up more time than they're able to generate in revenue and referral business for you, then you really need to look at it seriously. And if they're taking your time from good, solid paying clients, that's really what you have to worry about. But in terms of how do you do it, which was Tim's question, I think there are a couple ways. Some people aren't comfortable with the idea of saying, hey, you know what, I just don't think we have a fit here, although I think that way works pretty well. Another way that you can do it is you can just continue to raise prices on them until they go away on their own. And with nickel and dimers, that might be sooner rather than later.
Great, thank
does
you.
Does anybody sure. in the audience have questions for David Blaze on how to do well in this economy?
Anybody have any questions? Find the woman with the microphone.
Yes, this woman has a question.
We've got
how
a question.
Do you get past the gatekeepers who are the gatekeepers for the gatekeepers now?
Yeah, even the gatekeepers
good
have
question.
Gatekeepers.
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good one. There are a number of different ways of approaching gatekeepers. Some people like to befriend the gatekeeper. It's like, I'm going to make friends with the gatekeeper. I'm going to bring gifts. I'm going to buy them lunch. I'm going to schmooze them. And maybe after 6, 7, 8 months, they might introduce me
that's
to the
a lot
right
of
person.
Effort.
Yeah, I know. That approach has never really worked for me. The thing that I've found with gatekeepers is that most people tend to do one of two things wrong. They either provide the gatekeeper with too much information. I got that backwards. Basically, what they do is they provide them with just enough information to screen them out. In other words, they'll say, hi, I'm calling from this company, and this is what I do. I sell promotional products. Can I talk to this person? At that point, that person feels authorized to say no when they're not in a position to say yes, so they screen them right out. So the solution, actually, is to provide either too much information or too little. So you basically go in and you call. If you're going to do too little information, it's like, oh, yeah, hi, it's David Blaze calling for Fern. I'm sorry, who? David Blaze calling for Fern. Can you tell her I'm on the phone? Okay, hold on a second. You know, Fern is David Blaze. Who's
yeah,
that? I have
like
no idea who that
people.
Is. Exactly, right. And so they go back and forth. Finally, Fern goes, all right, I'll take the call. She picks it up. Fern Silver. I'm like, well, now you got to know what you want to say. Right? But that gets you through past the gatekeeper. Once you're there, then it's a whole different set of skills. Or you give too much information, where you basically say, well, I'm calling about promotion, and you get in intricate so that you overload the gatekeeper because the phones are ringing. And then at that point, they're like, I don't know. He said something about a promotion, and he, oh, maybe I'm getting a promotion. I better take the call. Who knows?
Very tricky.
Yeah, well,
thanks
you know.
So much, David.
Do what it takes in this economy.
Thank you, David.
Sure, thank you. Thanks for having
David.
Me. Appreciate it.
Let's hear it for David Blaze. And Dave will be speaking today at some of our power sessions.
Which we'll hear about a little bit later in the show.
Absolutely.
Well, we also have in our March issue of Counselor Magazine, to give that a little plug, on this issue we have a whole host of ideas on how distributors can thrive in 2009. So
you're
take
even
a look
featuring
for that.
Distributors I know who are up 40% this year. Is that right?
Yep, we have a bunch that are showing double-digit growth already and forecasting double-digit growth all year, and they're sharing some ideas on how they're doing that. So it's something to look forward to for sure. Joe, are you out there?
I'm out here, Andy.
Do you have any suppliers that we could talk to?
Absolutely. Now, with
let's
the person who needs no introduction, but since everyone can't see him out there, I have to introduce him. Dan Towns, the president of Shapenko, and he's going to tell distributors how they can thrive in 09.
Well, let's hear it.
Dan.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I think what distributors should be doing right now is, number one, prayer is always good. That's what I said yesterday. Number two, I think, the distributors should be encouraged to look at the accounts they're selling now and see what other areas of those businesses they could penetrate, if you will, because they've already got a relationship, and there would be a co-worker or another department to vouch for their talents and expertise and things like that. The next thing I think what I would do would be stop, and I'd look back, if I was a distributor, at what my book of business is and see how dependent I am upon maybe one account or a certain class, if you will, or of business. And then I think I'd try to, your investments, besides losing money, what you have to do is diversify there so you could get other accounts to go after. I think for distributors and for us right now, worst thing we can do is, of course, we can't open and showing us that, but what we need to do is go out there and work harder right now because the ones that are left standing and the ones that are marketing and promoting themselves right now are going to be the ones folks remember.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you very much. Joe, keep looking for some suppliers, and we'll hear some more ideas from suppliers on how to thrive in 2009.
All right, man.
Now we want to move to our game show.
Okay, so, we have three fabulous contestants here vying for valuable prizes.
We do have a prize. It's over here. The winner will receive this prize. It's offered up by Tervis Tumbler. They're in booth 1613.
And who doesn't need a nice tumbler, Andy?
Everybody needs one of those.
Tervis is terrific. We already have one of our fans here.
Works like magic.
Our publisher, Rich Fairfield, is going to be asking the questions.
All right, we have Fern Silver, speaker. Good luck to you, Fern. We have Cheryl Allison with Allison's Party Supplies. And we have Ray Pill. With Ray H. Pilley Ad Sales from Paler, Texas. So good luck. So the deal is when Rich asks the question, you have to yell out ASI if you know the answer. And he'll call on you, and if you get the answer correct, you get a point. The person with the most points wins the ice tumbler.
So we're ready to play the game?
You have to say ASI or else we can't call
you
on
you. Yes, you must say ASI.
Yell ASI, I think.
Yes. Yeah, ASI. So how big is the ad specialty industry?
Now, this is multiple choice, but go ahead. Go ahead. What's your answer?
$19 billion.
I'm sorry. We have a new estimate this year. All right. So go ahead and give the multiple
A,
choice.
A, $16.1 billion. B, $20 billion. C, $21.4 billion.
21 point.
21.4. I'm sorry. That is not correct.
D.
Okay, there was no D.
There was no D.
I think she meant B.
$20 billion.
Excellent.
Good job, Cheryl. Cheryl gets 1 point. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, where is ASI's next big trade show going to be held? Is that A, Las Vegas, B, New York, or... Yes.
New York.
Oh,
my gosh.
She has taken a 2-0 lead.
Cheryl is off the charts with 2 points.
Okay, now, what is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Yeah. Excellent.
Now, you did tell me you were a school teacher as well. The school teacher has 3 points.
She's running away with this contest.
Okay. What is the average gross profit margin for a distributor? Is it A, 36%, B, 33%, or C, 42%?
Right here.
B. We have a B.
I'm sorry?
Oh. B.
Yes, that's not.
That's incorrect.
Not correct.
It's C.
No, that's not correct either.
Fern, would you like to take a guess?
36%.
We don't have
Council
an
all-time.
All right, Fern Silver is on the board.
Okay, where is ASI based? Is it?
ASI.
Yes.
Nope, better listen to the close, though.
A, Des Moines, Iowa. B, Montclair, New Jersey. Or C, Trevose, Pennsylvania.
ASI.
Fern.
Trevose.
Very good.
That's Cheryl, you should be
like
concerned.
For.
You should be concerned, Cheryl, because Fern is right behind you.
Okay.
Ray, you got a little work to do.
What is the name of the Dallas Cowboys football player who's dating Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Tony Romo.
That's
Woo!
Right.
Correct. Ray is on the board. You didn't know that, Tim, did you?
I knew that.
Okay.
You didn't say ASI, though.
I'm not eligible to play.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what's the top market for ad specialty sale? Is it A, adult entertainment, or is it B, pharmaceutical, or is it C, education?
ASI.
B,
pharmaceutical.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Fern.
Education.
All right, we have a tie with Cheryl and Fern. Do we have one question?
We do have a final question. It's a tiebreaker.
Potential tiebreaker. Yeah.
Okay, final question. Listen closely, everybody. Where is ASI having its big gala tonight? Is it A, Big Bill's Barbecue, or is it B, Eddie Dean's Ranch, or is it C, the Golden Corral?
Take a guess, someone.
Come on.
ASI.
Yeah. A.
She gave you bad advice.
Oh. Oh,
sorry
was
about
no
that.
No cheating, Fern.
It is not Big Bill's Barbecue.
So, Fern?
Go ahead.
He's out of it already.
Oh, he's already out of
B. Eddie Dean's Ranch. Very, very good.
That's correct. We have a winner.
I think since you steered Cheryl wrong, we're going to make Cheryl the winner, if you don't mind.
No cheating for
her. Let's hear it for Cheryl with the ice tumbler. Thanks for playing, guys. Thanks, Ray. Have a good show.
Hey, Joe, let's go back out to you on the show floor.
All right, Andy, I'm out here again. I'm with another supplier that some distributors might be familiar with. It's Bob Heckler of Wimbrella. And Bob's going to tell distributors what they can do to thrive in 09. Bob.
All right, Bob, what kind of tips can you give us for distributors right now?
Well, thanks, Joe, for that. The biggest tip advice I can give for anybody in this economy right now is don't worry about it. It's a scared economy. It's not a, a damaged economy. A lot of budgets were put in place in 08, and there is money to be spent. So best advice then is to how to get that money into your own personal bank accounts, and for that I'd say diversify. You've got a book of business, and I would suggest the first thing you do is you analyze that book of business, and if any segment or any customer represents 10% or more of your total volume, I would say that that's going to raise the warning meter a little bit, because those customers can always go away. So if you take your book of business, look at the segments of the customers, and then start looking at the other segments that are available. Who's in your marketplace that use your promotional products? And everybody can use promotional products. So there are several programs out there. We have one that's available free.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some tips today. Right now we're going to pause for a break to hear a message from our sponsor, I Promote You.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining us here this morning. We're broadcasting live from the ASI show in Dallas. Anybody out there on the internet can certainly give us a call as well and join the fun. The number is 214-853-8025. Feel free to join us and give us your thoughts. Right now we're going to turn to Lisa Leach, who's going to give us a little bit of a live product showcase.
If you saw, Lisa Leach yesterday did a great job showing distributors on Education Day how to really creatively use products in everyday programs. So she picked some of her coolest products and is going to give us a little demo today. Lisa.
Thank you. Well, the first promotional campaign that people had to brainstorm was for the security services industry. It's a growing industry for the in the economy. And they came up with a whistle to be able to give to security services, policing, that would give it out to schools and dorms. And they came up with the slogan, Blow Crime Away.
That's pretty creative.
Yeah, they had lots of fun with that. Our next one was for a kitchen supplies company. Now, certainly people are looking for incentives and rewards to be able to help people to buy more pots and pans and kitchen utensils. So this particular group came up with a number of neat items. Let me grab them. They did it in a quarterly way. So first of all, if you buy a skillet, you get a free grip warmer. Isn't that cool? Secondly, you buy a barbecue set, and you get this neat, way too cool fan. And isn't that cool? And look at this. Is it squirting water?
You're squirting me.
Wow, did you just get squirted?
Yes, would you like a squirt? Oh,
no.
How are you doing, Lisa?
Don't squirt it this way. Squirt it out that way.
We're electrical over here.
And it's from
Shocking.
Way too cool. It is way too cool, isn't it?
It is.
The third item was if you buy a pot, you got this free pot holder. And for the fourth quarter is if you buy a coffee maker, you'd get a free coffee mug. So that was great.
That's great. I like the idea that they've integrated four different promo products over a year. So it's a good sales opportunity for the distributor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a few more items. Do we have another minute?
Sure. Go ahead.
So here's some of my favorite things from the show. Let me see. This is a yo-yo. And this is great for working for a trade show. Great to be able to work the traffic and be able to get attention to be able to do that. Another great item that people came up with to be able to work the trade show is from Clegg. And this little guy, he makes all sorts of noise, and they come in different types of characters then, too. So, again, great to be able to create attention at a trade show booth.
Absolutely. I like it.
Great items. And this last one is a popper. I can't work it very effectively, but certainly the supplier can, and it pops. And it goes way up high again to be able to create attention at a trade show so that you can work the aisle and be able to help qualify and generate quality qualified leads.
So you can startle the attendees.
Absolutely.
Let's give it a try.
Uh-oh.
I don't know about this.
Watch
Is this
going
to go this way?
This looks dangerous, Lisa.
It's going to go straight up.
I'm going to squirt all of you as we...
Oh, thank you.
No.
It feels good. It's, you know,
kind of
hot out
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Melinda. Ron looks so much better now. That's good.
Uh-oh. Here we go. The demo
well, the surface
failing.
Maybe not the right one.
Oh,
thank
there's
you
an
so
explosion.
Much. Well, and you'll be leading a power session today where?
be doing on margins versus markup, how to make more money in this economy.
Fantastic. A good topic for right now. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well, those are some great ideas on how distributors can use products and creatively in their campaigns to help their clients grow this year. Tim, do you have some other thoughts on how clients can customers, distributors can help their customers?
I thought it was very interesting. Actually, one of the distributors that we were talking to said that they had started a referral program among their customers, their end buyers. Uh-huh. And so they'd gone out to end buyers, and they were offering end buyers an extra couple percentage points off products if they referred them to someone who they knew was, you know, it was in marketing and was interested in buying promotional products to grow their own business. So mm-hmm. referral programs are really great. I don't think distributors use them enough. I think they're sometimes hesitant to talk to their end buyers about referring them to other friends. But, you know, if someone's buying promotional products, they obviously believe in promotional products. They can introduce you to somebody else, explain from a peer-to-peer basis about why they think their other friend who's also a marketer should be using promotional products too. Yeah. So it helps you sell as a distributor, and it also gives you an opportunity to reward one of your great customers.
It's a great idea. You know, I was in a session yesterday that a distributor shared a story that his company was growing because of safety programs. You know, manufacturing companies and production outlets were struggling, and they're ramping up their safety programs to ensure that they don't lose any money in that area. So they're emphasizing that.
Especially now, you know, with all the infrastructure programs that looks like the federal government's going to undertake, a lot of earth moving, there's going to be a lot of construction going on in heavy industry, and so that's a great safety program kind of opportunity as well.
Yep.
In terms of, you mentioned the education, I'd like to just remind everybody that there is still some education going on today.
Yep, power sessions on the show floor.
Exactly. Lisa Leach, as she had mentioned, 10 power strategy to increase margins in a flagging economy. Top Secrets of Powerful Prospecting by David Blaze. And then we also have David Blaze, The Ultimate 90-Day Marketing Plan. So those three sessions are here today in room 2100.
Of course, the big gala tonight at Eddie Dean's Ranch.
Eddie Dean's Ranch, not Billy's Barbecue
or the Golden Corral.
Tickets are still available. We're going to be selling tickets actually at the door at Eddie Dean's also, and there's parking on site if someone wants to drive there. Another point on education I would make for those people who are listening, quite a lot of our education is also available on the web at asicentral.com. So if you don't happen to be at the Dallas show or you didn't get to attend some of the education sessions yesterday, you can go to asicentral.com. There's a host of things up, you know, on the site that you can use at any time you want, 24/7. So that's a great opportunity to get educated on topics too.
One popular webinar that's there right now is strategies to deal with a difficult economy, and some really great tips there, asicentral.com.
Yeah, well, Melinda has a bag.
Does anyone want to win money today on the trade show floor?
We have our own little
ASI Internet radio show incentive. So Melinda's going to be handing out some buttons, and on those buttons are faces of some of the hosts of ASI Radio. If we see you wearing those buttons, like if I see you wearing my button, I'm going to give you money. So put those buttons on. I think that there's a few of us in there. So take a look at those and wear them throughout the day on the show floor. And we each have some money stashed away in our wallets that we can share with the audience.
This is also a great idea for distributors to take back to some of their customers that are going to be at a trade show and they want to draw attention. You know, they could do their own buttons and pass out. And if someone comes into their booth with a button on, they could give them, you know, $5, or they could give them some sort of a coupon or something. This is a great idea to take back to your own customers.
Yeah. I mean, it's
worked well for us, you know, and it's a great promotional product.
Yeah, and you have to be creative with what you can use today, for sure. Well, Joe, are you still on the show floor?
Hey, Joe.
Did we lose? Joe, do you have any suppliers that we could talk to on ideas on how to thrive in 09?
I have someone here who is just an industry superhero. I'm with Mega
Superhero.
Man. Superhero. Mega Man is going to tell distributors how they can thrive in 09. Mega Man.
Mega Man, what can you give us?
One thing I think that they can do to thrive in 09 is, the number one, turn off the TV. Turn off all the incoming media to all the crazy doom and gloom that they're hearing right now about how bad the economy is.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are suffering. I know a lot of people claim to be suffering, but, you know, at our company, we've actually increased our marketing. A lot of times people during these times, they want to decrease their marketing. They want to make cuts in staff. They want to make cuts in mailing. What we're doing is actually increasing our training at our company to our customer service and admin staff. We're increasing our marketing. We're putting more money right now into web than we've ever done. We're doing a lot of new training practices, and we are starting to see some huge results from that when everybody else is crying and whining. So my advice
is less crying and whining.
Less crying and whining is the advice?
Yeah, it's good advice.
My advice is to increase your marketing and increase your training, because when you do, you're going to be ready to go out of the chute when this thing all blows over, and you're going to be way ahead of the pack when everybody else is sitting back wondering what happened and why they're where they are.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it is very good advice. We've talked to many distributors in Counselor Magazine for our next issue about increasing their marketing and not pulling back and doing everything they can to get in as many customers' faces as possible right now.
One thing we've talked about, Andy, to our clients, you know, that are advertisers in our magazines as well as on ESP, is to make sure that they're spending the money in the right places. So a lot of people, I think, are going to start going to the quality, you know, advertising medias and really focusing on that. So
right.
I think we're seeing a lot of people fly to quality, and that goes with promotional products as well.
Right. Well, Tim, I understand that we have a keynote session tomorrow that should certainly give ideas to distributors on how they can grow this year.
Absolutely. Don Hudson, who's a great author and speaker, he wrote The 1 Minute Entrepreneur, How to Prosper Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. He'll be here in the morning, 8 a.m. here at the Dallas show. And I really would urge people to attend. You know, almost everybody in our audience is an entrepreneur, and Don really has the formula down on how you can really prosper, especially in these times. So, you know, I think we all want to live and grow beyond our wildest dreams, and he's going to tell people tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. how to do that.
That sounds great. Well, we hope to see you all there. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this morning. But please do join us here again tomorrow morning when we'll be doing our show again from 9 a.m. to 9:30. And join us every Tuesday on the web from 10:30 Eastern Time to 11, where we do our ASI Internet Radio Show. See you tomorrow.